Before we begin, a quick message for the grown-ups. If you'd like to support our podcast, enjoy ad-free listening, unlock 4 bonus stories per month, and much, much more, you can join Coco Club. Subscribe in just 2 taps via the link in the show notes. But now, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Hey, Abby here. You can listen to this episode in full by joining the Coco Club today. You'll unlock the weekly Wednesday episode, enjoy ad-free listening, and help support Koala Moon so we can keep making the show. Sign up on Apple Podcasts, or for all other podcast players, click the Supercast link in the show notes. Anyway, here's a preview of this very special episode. Have you ever been in a room when somebody else has yawned and you found yourself yawning too? Even saying the word makes some people yawn. Let's try it 3 times and see if we can make it through without yawning. Yawn. 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 A yawn is your body's way of announcing that it's time to start thinking of falling asleep. It's also something that grown-ups will look out for. And as soon as they see a yawn, they will leap in with comments like, "Maybe it's time you went to bed now, dear." Or, "Come on, time you were asleep." And there's nothing more annoying than a grown-up catching you yawning just as something really interesting is about to happen. That's what the little Joey kangaroo thought, anyway. He'd spent the day playing with his friends in the hot Australian sun. First, they'd played hopscotch, something that all kangaroos are excellent at playing, and then they'd splashed around in a pool to cool off. The kangaroos believed that the pool was just for them, as they'd never seen any other animals there at all. For years, the kangaroos had gathered in the hot afternoons by the pool under the eucalyptus trees, pushing off from the sandy bottom to leap out of the water and crash back into it with silver droplets flying all around. The little Joey adored the days he went to the pool with his friends. They would all stand back and then hop as fast as they could towards the water, taking a final giant jump towards it to see who could make the biggest, loudest, most satisfying splash. The little Joey had learnt to whoosh his tail through the water, so it gave an extra wave and a bonus splash. The evening was just starting to happen. A pink and white cloud of chattering cockatoos had flown by on their way to their nests for the night. And the sky had turned from that glorious bright blue of daytime to that softer, purpley blue of the evening. The wind that had swept across the land during the day suddenly dropped. The little Joey never had understood why the wind dropped as the night started to come. But stillness was a sure sign that the day was drawing to a close. And then it happened. Another creature came to the watering hole. The kangaroos and the little Joey all stopped their swimming and splashing and watched silently as a family of koalas approached the edge. They moved incredibly slowly, a small eternity between each paw making a move forwards, and they shuffled awkwardly across the soft sand. The little Joey was mesmerized, watching as the koalas inched their way into the water and then lay back on their backs and floated. Listen to the full episode by joining the Coco Club. Unlock the entire back catalogue of Coco Club exclusives and enjoy all episodes completely ad-free.